to about wrap things up here on Tee to Green on this Saturday morning on KFGO. And just a couple of minutes left because we spent a good chunk of this half hour talking with Larry Murphy from Moorhead Country Club. But I need to do this in the future. I need to schedule an interview with the people from Windy Knoll Golf Club in Springfield, Ohio. And here's why. Because they have something really cool that they have at their golf course. You're probably not going to be seeing it around any Fargo-Moorhead golf courses anytime soon, although I wouldn't put it past anybody, I guess, in today's day and age, especially in the golf market when people are trying to attract any and all attention that they can. But the Windy Knoll Golf Club in Springfield, Ohio, has purchased two hovercraft golf carts. Yeah, you heard me right. Hovercraft golf carts. So George Jetson, eat your heart out. They have golf carts in Ohio now that don't touch the ground. There are no wheels. They literally hover above the ground. You might have seen, I think it was Bubba Watson had one of these things, and it was on the Golf Channel and out on the internet. You could watch him a couple of months back zipping around in this hovercraft golf cart. But Windy Knoll Golf Club purchased two hovercraft golf carts. Price tag, and here's why I say we probably won't be seeing them around here anytime soon, or anywhere else for that matter anytime soon. Price tag of $58,000 a piece. 58 grand a piece for these golf carts. Now, this is obviously a publicity ploy. It's a way for the golf club and the hovercraft company, the company that makes them, to get some publicity. But how cool would it be to be able to buzz around in a golf cart that doesn't touch the ground? Now, Windy Knoll Golf Club is learning a couple of things. They just opened them the last couple of days, or they just allowed these on the golf course the last couple of days. And they're finding out that the air bladder that rides underneath the hovercraft gets caught on sticks and stumps and rocks and everything else. So they're kind of learning as they go along. They have to remove some of the underbrush and stuff in some areas, but they're going to allow people to zip over a couple of lakes on this hovercraft. They're going to allow people to kind of take it for a spin. It's not cheap. It's several hundred dollars to rent the hovercraft golf cart for the day. And you need to take training and you need to sign a waiver to sign your life away. And it's a big process to even be able to rent the hovercraft for the day, but it would be kind of neat to do it. The question is that I've seen out in the internets, which is a legitimate question for anybody to ask, is if you have a hovercraft, why would you waste your day with it playing golf? Why not go zipping around on a hovercraft and spend the day just having fun going over lakes or whatever else with the hovercraft? But it would be kind of neat. I'd be kind of one of those once-in-a-lifetime things. I don't know if it's going to improve your golf game. I don't know anything, but it's kind of a neat deal. It might be a better way to do it to get publicity would maybe to buy one and have the beverage cart girl zipping around with the hovercraft. That'd be kind of a neat deal too. But anyway, it's a Windy Knoll Golf Club, Springfield, Ohio. And if you just type into Google hovercraft golf cart, you can check out all the stories about it and find out all the details if you are so inclined. But maybe in the next week or two on this program, before we kind of end things and wrap things up for the season on Tee to Green, I can get somebody from Windy Knoll or the Hovercraft Corporation to come on the program. That's maybe my goal for next week. It's going to wrap it up. I'm off to hopefully play some golf myself this morning, maybe hit the lakes later on. You've been listening to Tee to Green. I'm Mike McFeely on the Mighty 790 KFGO. In the summertime, when the